So they're coming thick and fast now. This is number three. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Viola.
Viola?
Yeah.
That's an amazing name. Viola. Where's the origin of that?
German.
It's beautiful. German. Viola. I like that. It's like sunshine in the morning. So you're at Stenton Vision. Do you do much in the community, or is it first time out or about?
Yeah, I've been to Stenton Cafe when I could, but I've not been there a lot. But I think it's great what's been happening in the community, is to go to yoga, it's at Hermitage Center. But I've not been doing much in the community at all.
So this is nice then. You got a cafe on your doorstep now, a new cafe.
Yeah, but I work in those times.
Do you?
But I hope to be able to sometimes in the
future. I'm sure they'll do something outside. For me, I'm going to learn how to bake and do some cakes here.
Yeah.
Right, so in front of us, we've got a bunch of questions that have been laid out for people while they're here tonight. It's about this thing called Stenton Vision. You've written down already tonight about your favourite place. Tell us and everybody else about your favourite place at Stenton.
Well, I think the windmill is very special because its position, its great views, it's a nice open space, it has a really amazing historical background.
The history is amazing, isn't it?
And I've been there with my mother, who was a physicist, who was like, wow, Green theorem! And so it was amazing, her reaction of seeing the origin of something that she knows as a theoretical thing.
She knows the background to it.
Yeah. So that's why the place is special to me. But I do also like Colleague Woods. The first time I walked there, when I first moved here, I was just going for a walk. Didn't know where I was going. I was just following my nose. And suddenly, because at that time the trees were still lower, you come around this corner and
just unveil itself.
Open, just see over the Trent Valley, and it was just amazing. Totally unexpected, so in the city centre.
Right.
And that's why I like Stenton. I live on the slope, so I just look
see
over.
See all that splendour.
Yeah, and I look over the roofs out of Nottingham, sky in front
beautiful.
Of me, and... So you're in the city, inner city, close to the train station, but I'm still outside.
So describe to me, because I can see how excited you are to live there.
Yeah.
What is it? What is that thing that you wake up and go, this is home, it feels...
Well, I really like that it's multicultural. I mean, I've got people coming, visiting, who live whatever, and they say, I'm afraid it's Lentondale at night. And I think, what do they mean?
Yeah.
I have not got this faintest idea what they mean.
I don't know. I've only been here for about a year and a half. I've never felt anything weird
never.
Like that.
I've been here 17 years.
Right. So you must like it then. So what places? So you picked the Green Windmill. Did you pick any other places or just that one?
Well, like I said, Colleague Woods. The Woods.
Okay.
I guess I don't know whether you call that still belonging to Stenton or is that Bakersfield. I don't know.
Actually.
I don't really know.
So
you enter it through Stenton, so it's for me a place of Stenton.
So you've lived here 17 years. Before that, is there anywhere you've lived in the world where you've seen something quite special and you really liked it and you would like that to happen here? Is there anything that you see in Stenton and go, I wish they'd do that, or if they just did that, that would make a real difference? Is there anything like that you've seen, or not yet?
No, I have not thought about that.
You're still
at all.
In Colleague Woods in your head, aren't you? You're still walking around the woods. Listen, thank you very much for talking.
I said there before, I think what would be great in Stenton is like an art and crafts workshop centre, you know, where lots of workshops.
That would be amazing.
Because Stenton has a lot of artists and, it's a very varied
place. Many places for them to go.
And, to have like a centre where you have supported workshops where it's maybe cheaper to renting or, something like that, I would like to get involved.
Oh, that'd be amazing. It sounds
like
San Francisco,
I was saying,
all of a sudden.
Well, nearly 15 years ago, I tried to see if something like that would be possible, but then I didn't. There was an empty building and I wrote to people, but they said no.
It didn't happen.
And so I didn't follow it up.
Okay. But, well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.